Hey, what's happening? Episode number 9. No
Yay.
answers in the chat. Podcast. We got Will, got Cody. We diving straight in. So while we were cooking up the ideas and topics for this episode, I brought up our favorite group to watch. We watch RDC all the time. So we were watching RDC, and they did, if the seven of them went against the Jaguar, what would they do? How would it happen? So, of course, I thought to myself, well, there's six of us in here. So, if we fought a wolf, full grown wolf, alpha wolf, too, Balto, or the whole shebang,
Bang bang.
I'm gonna ask Cody first, and then I'm gonna ask Will, and I'm gonna give my logic. In your hypothetical, what would happen, and what would you do? How would you use other members of this group for the benefit of beating this wolf?
It says an average wolf is
Oh yeah, give us the stats for sure.
basically around 180, 200 would kind of be like the weight.
All right. A 200-pound wolf. What's the height on his shorts?
Height we have, let's see, height is 2.6 to 2.8 feet.
Oof, that is dangerous. Okay. All right, Cody, go ahead. What we doing? Who you using?
Well,
Oh, no weapons either. Straight
oh, no
hands.
web. Oh,
Straight
straight
hands.
hands.
Straight hands.
Damn it, we should have picked
Bruh. Man, listen. Definitely, yeah, we definitely gonna need to utilize Daryl with holding the wolf. And then I know Will, you gonna come with the quick hands. You gonna do some like quick jazz, like da 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 da, some Dragon Ball Z type stuff, and then I'll just come with the full knockout. United States of Smash.
Damn, so you're just gonna beat up the wolf.
Pretty much.
Yeah, why not?
Man. Beat the wolf
You
with
ain't
just
even used
religion.
Cheyenne, you ain't used Chris, you ain't used Rena.
Oh, Chris.
Yeah, what they doing?
Oh man.
What
Oh
they
man.
doing?
Yeah. Chris gonna get it by the ankles and just go straight bam bam. Just bam, 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 bam.
Oh, so you Hulk smashing that shit? You
A
got
two
Chris
hundred
Hulk
pound
smashing
wolf, he just
right.
going. All right.
The girls is pretty much they gonna stand by and just film
Scream?
it.
Dead, bruh. Oh, hell no. Nah. Some of these pictures are big. Nah. See, here's the plan. Here's the plan. Here's the plan.
Okay,
Daryl, you're still pinning. You're still gonna be the pin guy. I'm sorry.
I'm getting fucked up.
This is
Yeah.
my plan. This is my plan. And it's not even to beat the wolf, sorry. It's to save myself. So this is what's gonna happen. This is what happened. Cody, Daryl, and Chris are gonna hold the wolf, and me and the girls are dipping. We out.
That's a terrible.
We out.
That
And
is
I'm
a
faster. I'm probably faster
terrible,
than the
terrible
girls, let's just
idea.
say. So I'm
Terrible.
surviving. So I'll tell the story. I'll tell the story.
I
RIP.
would. Wow. Okay.
I'll tell the story
Wow.
for you.
Oh, man. Okay. Me. All right. Let's do it.
Logic.
Wolf. Not gonna hold you. Let's see. How would we do this? It would be me, Chris, Cody. We gotta be like triangle offense. We gotta form a triforce, okay? And we're gonna surround the wolf.
Okay.
Whichever one that the wolf lunge at, the other two go in support immediately. It don't matter who it is. So
Okay.
now, whoever, because listen, in a fight, we're using instinct. We're not thinking for real. And we're
Right.
fighting an animal that could potentially bite our necks and kill us. So logic is
Okay.
out the window. We're going off of pure instinct. And I feel
Okay.
like,
I'm
I
running.
don't know
Oh
if Chris
man.
squabbled a
Oh
lot
man.
growing up, but I feel like I got the best experience in the hands and in the
Department.
survival instinct. Cody, never been in a fight. So, Cody, this is what we're going to do. Form a triangle around the wolf. Whichever one the wolf go for, the other two jump on. Okay? We're stomping it. We're kicking it. We do it. We throwing dirt in his eye. We doing every dirty tactic you can think of. We might bite the wolf, low key. I don't know.
Oh,
so
reverse wolf.
We gonna do that. In the midst of that, I would tell Cody, "Yo, grab his hind legs. Lay on top of his hind legs, no matter what." While me and Chris is still punching, we still punching. So the wolf is distracted. So Cody ain't gonna get bit or nothing. Maul. Grab his hind legs and just sit there. Then me and Chris, we beating the wolf down. I think I'm gonna do it. I am legend the shit out of that wolf. I am going to put that wolf in either a figure four, crippler cross face, walls of Jericho.
There you go. Yeah.
Like, I'm doing whatever submission, ankle lock, I'm doing whatever submission hold I can think of. And I'm putting my whole essence, soul, being into breaking something.
That's actually pretty fucking funny, yo.
That's crazy.
Now, in the event this wolf is an alpha wolf and it decides, like, okay, I'm going to go for Chris first. Me and Cody, you know, we big backs, we a little slower. So low key, the wolf could take out Chris real quick. Now it's just me and Cody. Now Will got to step up and be Chris replacement. And then the two girls is like throwing rocks or something.
Yeah.
Throwing rocks.
Cody, now we're just recording this one. No lack of this.
I think choking out the wolf is the best method. I'm not gonna lie. Choking it out and distracting it with punches, kicks.
But are you getting like on top of it, or is it like,
boy, I'm
on its back? Like,
I'm going to sleep, take a nap. Like, I'm doing my whole being
stupid.
I will not stop until it starts snowing. I mean, snowing. Wow. So you don't gotta worry about that.
Wow, that's crazy.
Yeah,
hypothetically, if it decides to go after Cody makes me nervous, because without Cody, it won't work. Because yeah. I know if the wolf charged Chris gonna put them hands up. I know if the wolf charged me,
I'm Chris is tall too. Up. Chris is tall, so that helps too.
If the wolf charged you, Cody, you go turn around and let him bite your hind legs. Now you're on the ground.
No, I'm putting.
Or you gonna put them up. Hands up?
I'm about to put them hands up, boy.
Bro,
he said, "I'm about to boom."
That's pretty crazy, bro. These pools can get kind of big, too low key.
And they're very feral. They probably got rabies. Yeah. So if you get bit, it's GG's.
That's what I'm saying, bro.
You get rabies, you're gonna be shaking like a leaf trying to drink water, then you're allergic to water. It's bad. Wow, shaking like a leaf.
That's a good one. So yeah. Nah, that's crazy though. That's funny. I don't,
that's crazy. We all three of us do not have a role for the girls. Like, what are they gonna do?
Scream, maybe scared away.
Screaming and trying to run.
Very misogynistic of us.
I'm just saying, realistically speaking, if we're locked in a cage with one, then
now my scenario, we out in the open. Like,
that's what I'm saying. Well, in my scenario, I'm gone. So yeah, I understand.
All right, let's make it fun, because we're not using the two girls. Let's be real. Okay, so it's Cody and the two girls, and then Will, two girls, me, two girls. Now we got to form a plan to beat the wolf. Now, what are we going to do? And of course, we love Cheyenne and Rita, so this ain't no diss.
Of course, it's no diss.
Shout out. So, what's the
See, I don't know, because then that means I gotta be the muscle, and I don't. I'm
you scrawny, gotta bro. Be the muscle. Yeah,
that's why you and Cody gotta be the muscle, and Chris is tall too, so obviously he the muscle too. But I
really think, Will, that you got some kind of hidden kung fu superhero techniques
going wrong on. Agent Cody.
One
wrong agent.
Like, all of a sudden, he just like, you know what? I don't know what I'm about to do, but it's morphin' time.
Oh, God.
Turns to a Power Ranger for real. That'd be cool.
Damn.
Like, dang, Will. I didn't know you was a
Power Ranger. I think in my scenario, of course, it's going to be me in the forefront charging.
Right.
I think.
Then what was Cheyenne already? What?
I think, personally, I think Cheyenne's going to, like, panic attack mode. I don't know.
Yeah, no.
I wish she was here because she probably would.
I think she'll panic, and then Rena.
I think Cheyenne might run off.
Yeah, Rena. I don't think Rena will run off like right away. She'll probably like try to throw something.
Yeah,
like, for a minute and then run away. But Cheyenne, off top, I think she'll just book it. Just
and this is no weapons, so whatever is on the ground besides. Like what else you went you, the thing about me running, which is funny, is even if y'all two didn't make it, Chris didn't make it, the girls didn't make it, I'm fast, but nigga, it's a wolf. Like at the end of the day, I still might not make it all the way where I need to be.
Low key, if it turned into a race and it was the six of us racing against the wolf, and the wolf the wolf is killing 4 out of 6. Yeah. The only two that's making it is you and Chris, because Chris got endurance.
Yeah, that
you even if
he might got me faster, if my heart act up. Yeah,
exactly. He got you in endurance. He go.
Yeah.
And actually, low key, Rena might get a chance too because she's like an X Factor. We don't know.
Yeah. So. Yeah, that's true, though. Not to sound misogynistic, but
Cody,
I'm not
sorry,
sure
brother. Me and you, we got to fight the wolf back to back or something. Cause...
Y'all the muscle, bro. If y'all could, though, here's the deal, though, now that I think about it, which is it's a fucking wolf. The pictures I'm looking up, look, one of them bitches look huge. So, but that you guys funny. Are like, if y'all could, like, get a hold of it, like Daryl said, and, like, render it so it's, like, at least halfway, like, stuck. Yeah. Then the rest of us could be like beaten on it, quote unquote. You know, I don't know that it could do much, but Grammy break a rib or some shit. I don't know. You know,
it has to be me and Cody, or just one or the other, and then everybody else.
Exactly.
That's the only way we gonna survive.
He's stomping on like his head or getting the ribs, you know, or something. But like
now, Cody, you think you can whoop a wolf 101 though?
Fuck no.
Like we got separated, and the wolf was like, "I want Cody." You think you can fight to the death, you know, you and the wolf?
Well, I believe I could win.
That's what
okay, they, David.
Right.
Yeah. I mean, because honestly,
Captain Levi.
Because I haven't been in a situation where my anger has like rose up to where like so in that moment I may have to it's either fight or flight. I'm fighting.
Yeah. Oh, look at you.
I'm fighting. Now, if it's a pack of wolves, oh, nigga, I'm taking off.
Well, yeah, we all do it, man. Well, yeah. Actually, I don't know, man. I've seen the gray, and when that's it, he fought the alpha one, and all the other wolves respecting him at the end.
Oh, okay.
So maybe he's got to kill the alpha wolf or something.
Yeah. But the alpha wolf, then that's that nigga way more like angry, bigger. So like,
more
like
nine times out of ten, he got a scar over his eye. Or something.
Yeah, yeah.
So the odds of beating him go fucking down too. So
got hot ass saliva breath. Like.
Oh god.
Yeah, nah, dude. Yeah.
So realistically, is me and Cheyenne Reno versus wolf. All right. This is my tactic. I'm going first. I have to. Rena is like 2 steps behind me. And her goal is to like stab the wolf with something. Anything.
Anything.
He's gonna need like a stick, yeah.
Just stab.
Yeah.
Cheyenne is either going to be too scared or fight or flight. Maybe her fight might kick in. If it do kick in, support. That's it.
Yeah. Right, just support,
bro. Do I think I could whoop a wolf one-on-one? Probably not. And the reason why I say probably not is because wolves are fast. I don't know. You know, like, they might got, what's that thing in Bleach? They might got flash step for real. you might be like, almost like, got his ass. So now I'm on the floor bleeding.
Nah. Bleeding.
But if I get the jump, yeah. But if not, it's a wrap. Maybe. Who knows?
Yes, but I'm out of there. I'm not even. It's funny.
That's just a fun little scenario. You know a scenario we can't make? We cannot make this one up.
Ooh.
Mike Tyson, Jake Paul.
Yes.
They're scrapping.
Let me share my screen and read some Netflix stuff here.
Yes, sir.
Make sure y'all can see that.
July 20th. Netflix, yep. MVP Promotions. That is Jake Paul's promotion company. A global live sports event to stream exclusively on Netflix. So that means it's only going to be watched on Netflix. How much money do you think Netflix paid to stream this exclusively? How much money do you think Mike Tyson and Jake Paul is going to make? And
all of it.
That's for funds and giggles, we can predict what will happen in said hypothetical. Well, it's not hypothetical.
Oh, wait. Can y'all hear this? Yeah?
Yeah.
Okay. All right. I'm going to keep playing it.
Oh yeah, they made it a whole thing.
Damn, bro.
They made like
a
movie.
Man.
And also the fight is at Arlington, Texas, Dallas Cowboys Stadium. Mm. That's a big event.
Yeah.
It fits over what, 100,000 people?
Yeah, so right here, features of the stadium include 80,000 expandable for up to 100,000 with 300 luxury suites. We got the Dallas Cowboys Pro Shop, obviously. 2 screen football walls, 87,000 square feet. Yeah.
For me, I think that how much Netflix paid, I'd probably say a cool, like, maybe 20 mil.
20 mil.
That's kind of up there, but, you know, this is a boxing match. And, you know, boxing matches, they stay pouring out money.
Yeah,
so all 20 of it. Million is your, 20 million is your answer.
Yeah, for how much Netflix paid for it, and then how much they're going to make.
Yeah.
Well, Jake Paul being a little bit younger, I'd probably say he'll make maybe probably a good 30. Probably 30 mil, 35. Mike Tyson being an OG, he may make either like maybe 35, 40.
Okay. My predictions, I think Netflix paid to stream this exclusively. Man, they ain't never did that before. So
that's what I'm saying. This is unprecedented.
Like Jake must be like, his pay-per-views must be like low-key 5 million and higher in pay-per-view buys. I mean, because streaming on Netflix, that means that you're broadcasting to over what? I don't even know how many people
have. Here, hold on. Netflix users amount.
260.28 million.
So that's who you're streaming to. That's the base. Wow. So I think they paid. Because I think Unrelated, I'm thinking of Squid Games. Because they spent like, what, $400 million on Squid Games first season?
It was something crazy. Like it was high. Crazy. Yeah.
Like 400.
400 on Squid Games?
Yeah. Yeah, the first season. Wow. I think some shit like that. So
it was, like the actual, it was, like the game show or the actual show?
Everything.
Oh my gosh.
The script. The show, the writers, the actors, the production, that
is crazy.
Background scenes, everything. That's crazy. So, for me, I think it's like 100. I think it's 100. Between 50 and 100, but I'm going to say 100. And then, as far as how much they're making for the fight, I think Jake is getting a bigger percentage because it's his promotion that's hosting the fight.
Right. That's what I, yeah.
So when you have the, in boxing, when you own the production, you make the lion's share of the money. Mm-hmm. That's why Floyd is so rich because all his fights was through him.
Correct.
I think the split is like, because it's Mike Tyson now. So
it's closer to
the split 50, is probably 50, like 60-40.
Yeah, I would say so. I think
maybe. 75-25 at the most. I'm leaning 60-40. And then I'm thinking, since it's streaming and they already wrote the check for it, I think Tyson got like 20% of that. So that's 20 off top. And then the fight, he probably got like 15. So like 35, like Cody said. 35 for Tyson. And then Jake shit is out of this world. Like,
this Jake shit might be might close. Have made, like, over
120.
Yeah, I was gonna say over 100 easy, probably, to be honest with you,
because he getting the tickets for the fight. Mm-hmm. He's getting the merch, he's getting the undercards for the fight, and matchups that it's in, the undercards are gonna be like probably a big social media person and a fighter, because that's the trend. So it might be a KSI on the undercard.
Hey, get Nate Robinson. I'm blessed.
Because I know, because I remember when Mayweather fought Pacquiao. Mayweather check was stupid large.
Yeah. So I think Jake is like 125, and I think Tyson like 35. And then the fight itself, Tyson ain't gonna knock Jake out. I think it's gonna be like, he gonna beat his ass, make it look good. He gonna get the dub. Jake gonna get the L. And then Jake is gonna hop on the mic and be like, Mike Tyson, you're my favorite idol. And then Tyson, what Tyson's gonna do at the end of the fight, Tyson's gonna validate it. He gonna say, you a hell of a boxer or some shit like that. And then that's gonna set the boxing community on fire. Because then they're gonna be like, oh, Tyson said Jake Paul is a boxer. No, oh, no. He's really boxing.
Do y'all okay? Can I ask you this real quick? Do y'all like Jake? Like, be honest.
Yeah,
I do.
Yeah.
Okay.
Well, I like Jake and I like Logan because they got it out the mud.
Damn. Okay.
Like, I saw their growth.
Their growth.
They really got it out the mud, like. And it's rare to see white people get it out the mud because it's usually handed to them. So when you see one that got it out the mud, the same way we trying to get out the mud, it's like, damn, you get respect. I fuck with it. Like, I don't care about nothing else, like the antics and all that. It's whatever. Yeah. But at the end of the day, those two brothers, they know how to get people attention.
Oh, that's for damn sure. That's for damn sure.
And they do it well. And they both play the villain role good. They're villains.
That's why I hate him, but I can't really hate on him. I guess both of them, to be honest. I hate the antics, but they get money. So it's like, I don't know. I just, oh man. Like happening is like.
So they get me. They got me.
It's like the contract, like the, like, if I feel like Tyson, if he wanted to, could knock, so, you know, could really do some damage. And I feel like there
was some on an airplane knock homeboy out.
That's what I'm saying.
He was in a tight space.
because Jake is putting this on through his brand, through, and it's hosted, like, it's gonna be damaged, but it's just gonna be like pow pow. It ain't gonna be like, come get these hands. And I want to see come get these hands. That's what I want to see, but I already know that's not, you know, what it is going to be. It's still gonna be great, obviously. I'll still be watching, but yeah, I'm just a hater, so ignore me.
Cody, your turn. What you think, bro?
Oh, me? I ain't got much to say on it, only because you know, sports isn't really
not bad. We're talking about the Paul brothers now.
Yeah, Paul brothers, same thing. Like, same thing. I don't know too much. Only thing I know about Jake is, like you saying, the antics. He's very antagonistic. But, like you said, like, they be getting the money. That's what works for them. So, shoot, hey.
They definitely know how to self-promote.
Yes, yeah.
And... like I said, I can't hate. I mean, he's doing his thing. He's still, you know, and the crazy part about it is, as much as I dislike all the antics, he's actually a pretty decent boxer from what I've seen for his progression from a couple years ago, right? Like, or not even a couple years, it's been a while now since. Mm. And same with his brother. So, like, I'm just a hater because I can't hate on self, like, being better at what you're doing, right? You know what I'm saying? I'm not the antics guy, though, but still, I mean, it's boxing. If you want to sell tickets and sell fucking money and make your company like the it thing, then you got to have some of that. So, yeah. I'm excited, though. This is going to be crazy for Netflix, because if this is their entrance into boxing and live matches and streaming... Yeah. And then I have a question about streaming. Is that just mean, since we have a plan already, we just click on it and watch it? Is it one of those things where you have to purchase it on the side still, like a $9.99? Okay.
When it's live, it'll show like, oh, it's live right now, and then you'll go to it.
You'll just go to it? So yeah. I wonder, ooh, they gonna have a spike, obviously, in signups for whoever else isn't on Netflix right now or got rid of it.
Cody said, are we live on YouTube?
Oh, yeah, he already answered that for me.
Yeah, I got, yeah. Gotcha. No live today. But, yeah, that's okay. It's going to be crazy. So, this opens up a whole can of different avenue for Netflix, which is good for them. So,
yeah. And preferably, they don't charge like a special fee or something just to watch it.
Yeah, that's what Joe said. It'll just pop up as a live, since I've never watched like something. Well, I don't know if they've streamed anything live before, but. That's gonna be crazy. I hope it don't crash or some shit. Because if this is their first time doing it, I can only imagine how much like strain it's gonna put on
stuff. Netflix service,
but,
yeah.
Yeah, but that's gonna be crazy. That's gonna be crazy. All right. Should I pull up some sad news here?
Yeah.
Oh.
Let's see, here it is right here.
Speaking of fighting. So, as you can see on the screen, Dragon Ball creator Akira Toriyama passed at 68 years old. This is a very sad day for a lot of anime fans who have followed his work since Dragon Ball, Dragon Ball Z, Dragon Ball Super, and even though he doesn't really count it, Dragon Ball GT, you know, just Dragon Ball content in general. So, and he died of, what was it again, Will?
He had a hematoma, a subdural hematoma, so like a brain bleed, basically, kind of deal.
Yeah. So, how do you guys feel about this? Especially because it says he's been dead since the first.
I know. It's crazy.
Yeah. It's sad. I didn't know he did Dragon Quest too. I know I'm late to the party.
Yeah, because of the animation style. That's Akira Toriyama all day.
Yeah, it makes sense now that I think about it, but I didn't even... Yeah. But I don't know. Like, kind of like what we were talking about pre-production, it's pre-pod. It's like, Gerald called him like the Thomas Jefferson of like...
Jefferson of manga.
Yeah, it's like he...
Even though he just had one, but it was like the one.
But he has the one, if like we're being honest. Like if anybody... Yeah.
The most Western world influence manga probably ever. Correct. It opened a door.
So I don't know.
Yeah.
I don't know, but it's sad. It's sad.
Yeah. And it's like even pre-pod, like it was only one source that I seen that he died, and then all of a sudden now it's just blowing up. I just looked up his name and it just blew up now.
Yeah.
So yeah, this is a very sad day.
Yeah, for the anime community for sure. Because, I mean, like I said, Dragon Ball itself, not even talking about Z.
Not Z.
Dragon Ball itself is like pioneering because, I mean, it had a lot of good stories in Dragon Ball. I'm not going to say it made the anime tournament, but the world tournaments in Dragon Ball had a lot of depth to it. Dragon Ball is a good story of passing the torch from Master Roshi to Goku. Most definitely. Initially, Master Roshi is the strongest one on the planet. And then the further it goes, when Goku turned into a teenager, that's when Roshi realized, like, nah, Goku's stronger.
Potential.
We gotta protect the Earth. Because King Piccolo, he, like, destroyed the Earth, low-key, killed everybody. So, that story, then you got the Dragon Ball Z, that's goated. We already know about that. GT, I mean, I know it ain't his, but it's part of his legacy, too. And then all the Dragon Ball Z movies, like,
right.
Broly, when I was growing up, Broly was like a hidden secret. Like, if you knew who Broly was, you were like cool.
You knew, you were in the inner circle
for sure. You knew Broly and Cooler. You know those two?
Shit. Damn. So,
man. And it just, as time goes, the influence on Dragon Ball just cannot be denied. It's like a worldwide.
And I want to say, I think because of like the biggest influence from Dragon Ball, it's like it influenced a lot of his character designs in different games and series that he's been a part of, like this game series called Chrono Trigger, Blue Dragon, definitely, because I seen an anime version of Blue Dragon, and I'm like, why does this look like Dragon Ball Z? You know, same with Dragon Quest. I'm like, I feel like I'm watching Dragon Ball Z because of the character designs and how they make it, but and I would definitely say that Dragon Ball Z, well, the Dragon Ball in general, has definitely affected a lot of black culture, because mostly every guy in the black culture pretty much have seen Dragon Ball Z at least once, or Dragon Ball or Dragon Ball Super.
Yeah. Part of the upbringing, man.
Yeah, it is.
Crazy. Yeah, I don't know. That sucks. 68.
68. Still, he was young still.
68.
He was a youngster still. So how you guys feel? What do you guys feel is going to happen now that he's gone? Like, he can't give no input. He can't, you know, have full control over certain things now.
Right.
I think it's left in good hands. I don't think anything's going to drastically change. I think it's more of the same. I think, if anything, it might be even more now, like Dragon Ball merch, movie shows, mangas. Maybe there might be some spin-off mangas coming out now. Who knows?
That's true.
I think, if anything, I mean, history has shown us whenever somebody of an icon legend status pass away, that's when they start pushing out all the hidden catalog music.
Right.
They made like 20
unreleased albums.
They made fucking 8 Michael Jackson. What's the word? Posthumous album.
Yeah.
Yeah. They do that. So it is what it is. They gonna do that with Dragon Ball for sure. And, you know, that sucks because I think he was at least top 2 most important people in the manga community.
Yeah.
A staple.
Really had a chokehold on bringing anime to America.
He did. Not
for real. The first anime I ever seen was this one and G Gundam, Mobile Suit Gundam. I saw the third a little bit, and then once I found Yu Yu Hakusho, I was hooked. Like, that was it. But I would have never found Yu Yu if it wasn't for Dragon Ball Z. Because Dragon Ball Z was full of hands. Yu Yu was full of hands. And then I found my personal favorite, Rurouni Kenshin. Mm. Once I found that, it was like, oh, I'm so. Like Dragon Ball Z, Toonami, hand in hand, but really Dragon Ball Z. So
I used to record them bitches on VHS. I said,
Sakura Tomiyama, you are the fucking GOAT, as far as I'm concerned. You up there with like Kobe and them, really.
Yeah.
As far as my life goes, as far as influence.
Yeah. Because I know for me, as far as anime, like Dragon Ball Z was like one of the biggest ones that, you know, I grew up on, like between Dragon Ball Z, before I even knew what anime was, Dragon Ball Z, of course, G Gundam, Sailor Moon, Digimon, Pokemon,
mm-hmm.
And just a different variety of stuff that I seen on Fox Kids or.
You used to watch Zoids.
Zoids was fire.
Like, shit, bro.
Fox Kids and Cartoon Network had the best anime on there, bro.
Yeah,
the one with Big Cloud, that one was fire. Like Zero.
Oh, like okay, yeah. You say Like Zero? That's boop. Yep.
Kids WB. I almost forgot. Yeah. Kids WB too.
Ah, shit, yeah.
Because Kids WB had Pokemon and Yu-Gi-Oh.
Yeah.
Yu-Gi-Oh got me too. But anyway, rest in peace to Akira Toriyama. Yeah. Man, that hurt. I ain't gonna lie. It hurt me a bit. I was like, damn, we getting old.
Not for real.
Yeah. So, seriously. Yeah, man. What we got next? What we doing next?
TikTok? I can read this real quick. Hold on. Let me share my screen.
Go ahead.
Can you pop live on randomly, like right now, or no?
Yeah. Where? Who? YouTube, Facebook, Twitter,
YouTube.
Or Twitch, YouTube. Yeah, I can do that. Episode 9, public. Right now, save. I think it'll work.
I hope it works.
It has a green check mark.
Let's go.
So I'm assuming. I double check real quick? It has a little eyeball now by our recording time, so I'm assuming, yes, it is good now.
It is.
Okay, cool.
It has a little eyeball now.
Oh, yep, that was me. Okay, so.
Let's go.
Hate my voice. So we got TikTok here. That's obviously a Chinese-made app that's, under some scrutiny, like it was before. But now the House panel has unanimously approved a bill that could ban TikTok. So here's kind of a rundown, basically, that the Chinese government poses a spying risk. And basically, the House wants to prohibit TikTok from U.S. app stores. Unless they basically sell to a US-based company, right, Cody?
Mm-hmm.
And so, yeah. I mean, we kind of talked about it before. It's basically, hey, we don't want China spying on y'all. We want to do the spying.
On our own people.
Yeah, on our own people. Like, instead of the, you know, the enemies spying on y'all, we would like to do that, please. So,
yeah, because I don't know what's been going on with TikTok. TikTok has just been bad. Cause
like, where have you been?
Just, yeah, exactly. Like, the removal of Universal Music, you know, songs and stuff that's on there that people have used to... It helped promote a lot of artists' music, new and old. And it's just like, you can't do anything unless you, I guess, you know, download the app and then buy the licensing, which is dumb.
Yeah.
But I'm like, whatever.
See, this is interesting. I haven't got an ad yet, but it says TikTok launches opposition. That they're mounting a push against the bill, obviously, and that they have served some users with full screen pop-ups with the app warning, or inside the app warning about the bill that strips 170 million Americans of their constitutional right from freedom of expression. So obviously they're trying to fight back and, yeah, as they say, mobilize the users and kind of be like, hey, your government is trying to, like, you know, take control of you type shit.
I mean,
So interesting. Fears of spying. I won't read that, but we already know what that's about. But I don't know, bro. It's kind of crazy to think about because I don't know. You know, have you guys seen or watched House of Cards before?
Nah.
Oh man, okay. Y'all should low-key, not that y'all have time like that, but y'all should maybe watch some House of Cards, because that shit is very, there's like mad situations in that show that kind of, it's basically about Frank and his way through politics, but all the shady shit in the background that happens that technically nobody knows about, but it's like on some like real, it seems like this it would really happen, like people would really be blackmailing other people to vote this way or do this or put this out or leak this or don't leak it or you're gonna get killed and people really dying, and it's on like Scandal kind of level, but it's like Scandal but in a almost like a serious way, not like a funny joke like, oh, I'm in love with the president type shit. It's good, but this kind of, I don't know, it pops in my head when I read shit like this, because it's like, hey, the US says we want to ban TikTok, and TikTok is being used by how many people did it say? Like literally everybody.
177 million.
And literally everybody, especially the kids, everybody, right? So like, it's weird that you want to take it away, but what happens if like low-key China is using it to like get data that they need and shit? Like, that's why my mind goes to like House of Cards shit. Like, what if they are pulling your face every 20 seconds off the app? Every time you log in, they're taking pictures and screenshots to like do some creepy shit with. Like, I don't, it's weird to me, but yeah.
And the rabbit hole gets deep, because now we're talking about like deep fake AI shit.
Nah, that's what I mean. That's what, like, I mean.
And taking your voice and using it for AI. It's a lot.
Because I wouldn't be surprised if they just like, if they do say they do get shut down.
Mm-hmm.
9 times out of 10, they're going to try to find some creative way to make a new type of app that's similar to TikTok.
Rebrand.
And, you know, they're going to just revamp and redo everything over again.
Vine 2.0.
Yeah, pretty much. Well, no, Vine, because TikTok is Vine 2.0. So Vine 3.0.
Okay, so Vine 3.0. Yeah, it's just, bro, it's. And it's everybody's on, like, I just got back on it again after like a year, if not 2 years, like of not using it. Mm-hmm. And it's just like, it's, I don't know. I feel like if anything is dying, like Instagram feels like it's like slowly dying. TikTok seems fine. YouTube seems fine, but that's different, like long form content. It just seems like everybody's on TikTok, and so like it's crazy if they ban it. The
same way,
it's lie. Yeah, I don't. And then like Chelly was covering a class today, and she was like, "I was like, are you showing a movie?" She's like, "No, they're just on their phones, and some girls are making TikToks in the back." Like, bruh, like, like.
Do you think Facebook's slowly dying too, or
no? I think Facebook is the uncle auntie community.
Yes, exactly. Facebook is its own.
I feel like Facebook is the one that would support y'all like monetary the most.
Yeah, I feel like it's a cross between.
They got community building in Facebook.
It's like a YouTube mix with certain aspects of IG or TikTok. Like Daryl said, there's community. Wow. Which, where can you get that besides a YouTube kind of deal? And even then, YouTube is not like a Discord group or anything, right? So you can make your own, literally your own groups, click, you know, pages. But then it's for like the memories still, and you still can connect with family members. So it's like a different, it's almost like a one-off to me.
TikTok to me is like Facebook on steroids, because find something interesting. I mean, who the fuck did I marry? Prime example.
Oh,
they
yeah.
find something interesting.
Oh, my God.
Them numbers going to run up.
And you're going to get brand deals and deals.
You're going to get brand deals. You're going to get signed by a talent agency. You're going to get made fun of by Charlamagne and Crybabies. Like, it's lit. Right.
Which is going to happen to us. You know what I'm saying?
For sure. For sure.
I mean, if it do, great. If not, you know what I'm saying? We here every week.
Word.
It's going to happen.
Word. So, just interesting. Something to keep an eye out. I know that they were talking about this like last year at some point, but I mean, it seems like they're really trying to get TikTok the fuck out of here. So, hey, what's up? Oh, let me show E. E is here.
Yo, what's poppin'?
What's up, bro? It's just, and so what I want to know is if they ban it. Let's just say the company, US, China says, no, we're not selling. And then we ban it. Like, what does that like mean? Like, what? So does everybody.
It means that I buy a VPN and.
Right. Cause then does everybody.
Now I'm on TikTok on my phone.
So we need to start a VPN business, right? Cause I don't feel like. I don't feel like people are gonna go back to Instagram. I feel like it's just not gonna work that way.
I don't think so either.
No, I don't think so.
I think people go to X, Twitter, really.
I mean,
because Twitter is still volatile, and I mean that in the good way, not the negative shit. I'm talking about like you can really there's like community building in Twitter still.
That's true. Because they have Twitter Spaces or whatever you call that.
Shit, they got right? Twitter Spaces.
Yeah.
If somebody tweets something funny, it's gonna get shared about 20,000 times. Like.
Yeah,
it's still got a push, and then to me, Facebook is definitely like the alpha because they support monetary.
Mm-hmm. Yep,
and they started it all. Really,
that's true. Yeah, well,
one of the started alls anyway.
Yeah, man, that's crazy, bro.
But TikTok is lit though, so
yeah,
I don't. If they decide to really ban TikTok, that's not gonna stop the streets. Like niggas gonna get VPNs, niggas gonna like get my London-based iPhone.
You know what that made me think of? That made me think of like in typing class in high school how they would have the what you call the blockers. Website. And people be like, yo,
just find me another one.
Exactly.
Yeah, that's all.
They banned the we got a new one yesterday. We found cool. Yeah.
Right. I've tried them before just to go on, you know, certain like MySpace at the time.
Yeah. Damn, bro. Like, we old.
Oh, you was cyber stalking. What you mean? You was going through the proxy looking at Shorty's MySpace pages?
No. I was just trying to get on MySpace and check my messages and stuff.
Oh, he's popular.
Wait until I go home. After school and check my.
Who was your top eight back in the day? I know you had like a Jesus account at one.
I can't really tell you who because it's been so long.
I know you put your crush up there.
Nah.
He says cyber stuff.
Nah. Oh, yeah. for sure. I know that. Like, no.
Were you petty? Like, if somebody wasn't in your top eight, you wouldn't put them in yours?
Nah. Nah, okay. I wasn't petty back then.
So I have to make sure.
Damn, bro. MySpace days. What a time.
What a time to be alive.
Bro. What a time.
Let's see what we got here. So that's TikTok. Oh, are we watching Popping the Balloons now? We doing that?
Yes, sir. We reacted to Popping the Balloons, man.
All right, let me share my screen again.
Oh yeah, oh yeah. Go ahead, D, and let them know what Popping Balloons is.
Popping Balloons. It's a YouTube exclusive thing vibe. I feel like. So usually they could do guys or girls. Pause. It'll be like 6 to 7 of people. They got a balloon. A person walk in, they pop the balloon if they're not feeling the person, and it goes from there. Now, what Will's about to show is like moments, and we're gonna react to them. Like one dude to walk in, and it's like 6 girls, 5 girls pop the balloon off red. Like, damn.
Wait, hold on.
I didn't even say my name yet.
Hold on, because this guy is the one. Let me share my screen again. There's a couple. Hold on, share my screen.
So the host will go to the girl and be like, hey, what's your name? And she'll be like, blah, 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 blah. And then she'll be like, so why you pop your balloon? And it'll be like super petty reasons. Like, I didn't like his beard. It was patchy on the left. Or like,
he had too much
enhancement spray on his lineup. Or like,
wow.
His jeans didn't match. Like,
no, that's cool.
It looked like he just woke up. Like, it's a lot going on.
Yeah, let's see. Let's watch this one.
Hold on, I'm gonna be right back, fellas. Y'all go ahead.
Okay, Cody, can you hear this?
I'll have you hold this.
Yes.
And what's your?
Okay, this is the one I was telling you about. I think Daryl was playing the clip. It was like his accent was throwing the girls off or whatever. And it was like, bro, but he's being. Remember I said the everyday speech?
Yeah.
Why this is the one.
What's your name?
My name is Daryl.
Daryl, how old are you?
I'm 26.
26. Yes. All right. And Daryl, what do you do?
Right now, I'm currently a bartender at Curaleaf Pavilion. Okay. But I also have a bachelor's degree in family and consumer science. Nice. And I'm a registered child care provider. Okay. I'm looking to get my independent insurance out here in Arizona right now. So
okay.
You feel me? Just
okay for sure.
You know, working on myself.
Okay.
Love that. All right.
Yeah,
okay.
First girl.
And now, what type of woman do you look for?
Graceful, gentle. You feel me? Just, I mean, you know, beautiful. You feel me?
He got a southern accent.
A woman who likes me. Mm-hmm. You feel me? I don't exactly have any preference. You feel me? But I feel like a woman who knows what she wants.
Okay. All right. So we did have a couple balloons popped. Let's go ahead and go to a few of these ladies, see what's going on there. Okay. All right. Let's start right on over here. And if we can know your name and why you popped your balloon.
Hi, my name is Lovely.
Hello, darling.
And hi, nice to meet you.
It's a pleasure.
You're very handsome. You have dreamy eyes, by the way.
Thank you. Dreamy. I really appreciate that.
But you popped your balloon up.
I'm a 41-year-old woman with an adult child that just turned 25.
Cody said,
You 41?
So I know people in some of the TikToks or whatever were like, if you're 41 on this show, then maybe it's you, babe. maybe you're.
Because how old is he, 26?
20, yeah, something like that, yeah.
Dude, come on.
A Martin Luther King's birthday, by the way. I love the briefcase. I love the flower in your pocket.
Trying to bring it back.
You said that you do insurance. I'm a market director for insurance. We might need to connect.
But you popped the balloon,
Charlie. Right, that's what I'm saying.
Definitely. I apologize that I'm too young.
No, don't apologize. AJ ain't nothing but a number, but definitely. You know what I mean? I'm still working on me. Exactly. It's not you, it's me.
Okay, no problem. No problem. Thank you.
Is she your type?
She's a beautiful woman. I don't exactly got no type. Mm-hmm. I understand beauty. You feel me? I pretty much, you feel me? Look at them, see what I like, you know?
Thank you.
Yeah. Yeah, all that, all that.
So you fill in what you see?
No, she look good as hell. But you are a very beautiful woman.
Thank you.
You feel me? And, you know, they sitting up.
You feel me?
She right.
I'm going to use that. Be like, man, you know what? That was a good meal. You feel me?
That was they sitting up. Oh, damn. Okay. Damn, he couldn't even say they sit nice. Damn. Come on, bro.
Honest.
She righteous. She righteous. She righteous.
All right. Let's go on to our next lady here then. Okay. Your name and why you ended up popping your balloon.
My name is Linda, and I ended up popping my balloon because just hearing him and what he said is just...
I'm from Chicago, darling. We try to be as transparent as possible. I apologize.
It's understandable.
Mm. look at the side of it. Like, okay, I'm from Chicago. Pop. Like, damn.
So either you had a dude from Chicago that broke your heart, or you just don't like Chicago niggas, period.
Yeah, but even if you say you're like from New York, I'm gonna have a perception in my head already, but I'm gonna let you
talk
and get it so I can either put you in the category with everybody else who's rude in New York and loud or not. Like, I'm gonna give you a chance though. I'm not just gonna be like, nah, like I'm popping that shit like off the rip. Like,
rip.
That's just, I don't know, bro.
History. Understand,
but yeah, it was just you know,
I mean, no disrespect to her, you know, she just a beautiful woman, and what I see, I like to say, you feel me? So women can feel what I say.
That is kind of wild, like, hey.
But you are very handsome.
Thank you, mm-hmm. I appreciate that.
But
you're very jealous. Mm-hmm.
Okay, let's go ahead and go on to our next girl here. Your name and why you ended up popping.
So my name is Rhea, and honestly, I was all in until he said he was from Chicago, and I'm sorry, I just literally came from a very, I'm sorry, I know, I just can't.
I can't hear
you. I knew it.
Maybe I shouldn't have popped my balloon.
I thought he was right.
I knew it. She had a bad relationship with the dude from Chicago. I knew it. Ain't no way you was going to pop your balloon that quick.
Off the rip.
Chicago. Pop.
Pop. Sorry. All right.
And where I was born.
Hold on. Can I get another balloon?
That's mama. That ain't got nothing to do with me, but I appreciate your time. You know,
it's fair chance. Okay. Yeah,
this word.
Beautiful experience. I appreciate your time.
Because you are very handsome. I'm like,
thank you.
The tattoos really got me.
Thank you. All of them.
But hold on. I just want to say it's pretty funny how they pop, but then when they pop and they it's their turn to talk, then they kind of like, actually, like, maybe not.
it's like, oh, okay, pop, but then, oh, but you're very handsome. This is the tattoos for me, honey. Be like, yeah, no, nigga, why would you pop your balloon?
Yeah, just wait till it's your turn.
Then pop. The dude that they all popped because he was too short.
Oh, I'll look that up. Let me get through this one and then I'll look that one up so I have that next.
Neck, they very symbolic. Growing up, I was just shy.
They look very tribal.
The reason why I got tattoos on my neck is to, you feel me, hold my head a little higher. When I was young, very nervous. I used to be in sports, you feel me? So I only have tattoos on my neck to, you feel me, be able to keep my head higher. Remember to, you feel me, I'm a good man. Stand tall.
Yeah, you seem very like a good man.
I appreciate that.
You know what? I want my balloon back, actually.
All right. So I can't do this the whole city.
Yeah.
But I will be honest and say, like, I literally just came from dealing with someone that came from Chicago. And sometimes the logic for me, I'm from the South. So mm-hmm. I'm from Houston, Texas.
So do you ever dated a shorty and was like, hey, oh, my mama, I'll never date a girl from Lancaster, California ever again. Mm-hmm. No?
No.
Dang. You cool with all the girls you dated?
Yeah.
Oh. Okay.
Yeah, because technically I dated two.
Technically, oh, you one of those, okay.
Like, in my adult life.
I only asked two. All the other ones, they're just around me. Ah, let's see.
No, but both of them were Vegas born and raised, so.
Oh, right?
Yeah.
Okay.
Right. That's
all good, because when you get your snow bunny from Nebraska.
Oh, geez.
You know what I'm saying? She's gonna change her life.
Oh yeah, old girl in the front did pop her balloon.
Yeah, let's. I want you. We'll skip down to Shorty at the very end. You feel me?
Yeah.
You feel me?
I'm a provider though, darling. Okay. You feel me? No matter what the age was.
You feel me?
I appreciate the opportunity.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you. Yeah, you too.
Okay.
Wait, hold on.
I think my little brother. Go on back.
I'm 26.
Okay.
And you talk like my little brother. I feel like I'm talking to my little Chicago as well.
Oh.
Isn't that crazy?
Okay.
Yeah, you're very gorgeous.
She tried to play a little key.
Chicago as well.
All right. The burn back.
Nah. He bowed it. He bowed it. He matched the energy.
Trying to make
it
better.
And he said, I like your sheen dress. That was funny.
Oh, shit. And sorry.
I'm talking to my Chicago as well.
Oh.
Isn't that crazy?
Okay.
Yeah, you're very gorgeous, though, but I don't like that you put the fake flower in your vest trying to make it look better than what it was.
Yeah.
I don't like that you brought a fake briefcase. There's probably nothing in there. And it's also halfway open. You should probably close it. Also, I don't like that the fact that you put your hat.
What would be
why do you have a hat on?
Fake briefcase, though.
Fake briefcase.
I mean, the hair done. It's done. It's done.
So why
dog.
Didn't you show your hair?
That's what I wanted to do today.
I understand. I just want to see your hair, though.
I get it. You feel me? I've dealt with, you feel me, Chicago women most of my life. You okay? You feel me? You and your brother probably sound alike because we done been through the same struggle. You feel me? But I could respect that. I just wanted to know what you was thinking about. That's all that was.
It's just weird talking to my little brother. So.
No problem. You can't say little. We the same age, darling. Let's be respectful.
You sound like him, though.
That's so because we from the same place. So you don't like people from your hometown.
I never said that.
And that's respectful. I can respect
I
that.
I just want a man with a higher vocabulary,
okay.
Which you don't have. On your day-to-day speak.
But wait, time out.
Pause that.
With your day-to-day speak.
So what you're saying is you want somebody who likes to articulate their words. And they want to give you a super califragilisticexpialidocious type of vibe. You know what I'm saying?
You feel me?
You feel me?
Or
in other words, you want a white boy. Just say that.
Ooh, spicy, Cody.
I'm just saying. Just say that. Because most white dudes have a extensive vocabulary. Not saying that us as black guys, we don't. But most times, white guys usually have that extensive vocabulary.
You think if he didn't say you feel me so much, she would be okay? Or do you think she would still have an issue?
No, I think she had him pegged from the moment that she seen him. Because she looked like she dealt with them dudes. So she's like disgusted by the fact that she used to mess with them kind of dudes.
I'm disgusted at the fact that she a hater.
Well, she's not a nice person. And I don't like her sheen dress either.
Right. No, that's Fashion Nova. That's even worse.
None of it. I like the shorty that was not prideful, and she put her ego to the side. She was like, yo, I fucked up. I want a balloon back. I can rock with that. Hey,
she was that honest.
That right there, that would have got a date out of me. I would have been like,
she was
what?
Honest.
You admit your fault. You know what I'm saying? It ain't perfect. It's cool. Go ahead.
Play
the clip.
Speaking to all the other women, trust. I know. You're good.
I talk like where I was born from. I got a real respect. I can't let you you feel me, throw down what I've been through. You feel me?
I never said what you went through. You
tried though, darling. You feel me? So I want you to know I'm really from struggle. I speak a certain type of way, but I've searched for education. I have a bachelor's degree.
Fine.
You feel me? What I do right now, I work with people every day. So I don't want you to just throw shade on hood niggas in general,
because
I speak
you,
with a little slang. I got a little hood to me, but I'm educated, baby.
No, that's fine.
We can move forward. Thank you.
She sound like Ariana Grande.
Smoke the pack.
Three ladies that still have their
smoke the pack.
Hater.
But then, then he talks to the girls though, with the balloons. So this shorty right here with the I said shorty. That's funny. This girl right here with the yellow on, she was vibey. So it's cool. Daryl, who was the short one? Which one was that again?
There was a dude with dreads, but he was short. And I remember, I don't know what episode it was, but
he was walking through and it was girl still.
It was girl.
Okay.
Today?
Okay, hold on. Let me see if I can stay with me up here. Let's see if I can find that shit.
Hey, it's
Let's put this on mute real quick while I try to search for it. Yeah, but this is Cody. We got to get you on here, bro.
No, please don't get me on there.
No, please do, because that would be fire. Don't get me
on there. This would be actually.
What do you think would happen, Cody, if you went?
Oh, if you really want me to be honest, even though I'm just to let y'all know, chat, me, even though I'm a big guy, I'm very confident in how I present myself and how I walk and whatever. That's not the issue. My thing is perception from certain women. So I feel like if I was on that show, that as soon as I step out, pop, 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 pop. Not all of them, but maybe like a majority of them because of my height. I'm only 5'7". Mm-hmm. Most, and you know, most women now, they like a tall dude. So if I was like maybe 5'10", 6 foot, then they'll be like, okay. But I'm 5'7", 9 times out of 10, a good chunk of them would just pop their balloons.
Off rip. Interesting. I feel like you would do pretty well, Cody. You might get some of those girls who regret once you start talking and shit.
Yeah.
Like, I
think if it was like 8 girls, no, let's make it 10. There was like 10 and you walked through. Realistically, I could probably see like 6 pop in because they don't like big dudes and then you're short. But the ones that stay, you make them laugh, so...
That's what I'm saying.
I think you'll leave with one. All you need is one.
I think you'll be okay.
2, 3 of them. I think you could get one, for sure. I don't see why not.
Daryl, is this the guy right here?
Nah.
That's like putting me on Love is Blind.
Oh, God.
You know, I haven't watched that yet. But I do plan on watching it. I heard it's like really good.
Yeah. Apparently, because I know Eli in the chat, he was telling me like, "Bro, have you seen the new season?" I'm like, "No, I'm like far behind. I'm still on like the third season or something like that." Mm-hmm. So I was like,
"Oh, you said like, far behind." Yeah, Chelly watches all of them shits, bro. She even watches the one in Brazil. Like the Brazil. She had that shit playing on dubs the other night. I was like, what the?
Eli said,
it's fire, y'all.
I need to watch it. I do. They're like 6 years in now.
Yeah.
Yeah, we got a lot of attention.
I need to really go, because I like watching the reunion specials. Like, well, not the reunion, but like the
after.
Yeah, the after. Yeah, thank you. The after specials. I forgot what
they call it. Yeah.
Like, I like those. I like those. And then come to find out, I think on the first season, I think it was either the first or second season, that a lot of those couples did not even make it.
I mean.
Makes sense.
Yeah. How many actually, that's kind of, that would be interesting to see how many actually make it. Eli, how many couples actually make it through? Like, who still go nowadays?
Because in the first season, I know they had, I think, 2 couples. And the black couple broke up. I think
that's the guy, Will. You found him.
Yeah, I got you. I got it on pause. Ready.
Yeah.
And go ahead, Cody.
I think it was a white couple that was together. No. No, I'm sorry. The only ones that's actually still together is the biracial couple, because it's a black girl, white boy. They're still together.
Oh,
well, Shane would not like that.
Oh God, good thing she's not here, shit.
Because she loved that Professor Umar so much.
Bro said it's getting lower every new season. That's what I can imagine. I feel like half the time it's like clout. Like it's only just to get out on TV type shit, but
yeah.
I don't know. Chelly watches all of them. She watches Love is Blind. I watch the other is that Alter, like they get Ultimatum. Married. The Ultimatum. The only one that I used to actually watch, which actually wasn't a dating show. It's like The Circle, but I don't like that wasn't really a dating one. That was kind of like, you know, win the popularity contest type shit. But all right, let's watch this short king get denied.
I mean, expeditiously too.
Oh, God. Let me unmute this shit. Let's see. Here we go.
All right. Hello. Right on over here. Hello. Welcome in. All right. So if I can have your name, how old you are, your Instagram, and what you do.
My name is Terrence. My name is Terrence. I'm from Alabama. I'm 34. I'm an electrician. I also a DJ, and I also do body work on cars, too. So.
Nice. Okay. All right. So we're just going to go up to some of the ladies that ended up popping their balloons, just to get a little bit more information as to why they ended up popping. So let's go ahead and start over here. Okay. And if I can have your name, how old you are,
what
you
do, and why you popped. That would be so fire. Cody, let me host one for you. I'll find you. Nah, Vegas baddies.
Low key. Low key. Let's do it.
Yeah.
That's we'll think of something instead of balloons, but let's do it, bro. Please.
Please don't.
Yeah.
Eli,
actually, convince them. 20 verse 1, King Cody.
Oh, shit.
Wait, what happened?
Please let us. 20 verse 1.
We're going to find 20 girls that like you, and we're gonna rent out a warehouse, and we're going to have a white backdrop, and we're going to have you interview the 20 girls. You can pick the one you like the most.
Oh, please don't do it.
That'd be fine.
We could do this. Daryl, we could just do it at the spot that we had the birthdays at. Down the street.
Yeah.
That's easy, bro. We'll rent that shit out for a couple hours and fucking do it. Yes, we got this. We're doing it.
I can host.
Nope. Yeah, we're doing that shit, bro. Hell yes.
I'm asleep.
I'm 32. Instagram as well.
You can say your Instagram. Mm-hmm. Okay. What you do?
I'm a nurse, and my Instagram is _poetislove. I popped my balloon, even though you're very handsome.
Thank you.
I just would like somebody a little bit more taller, and kind of the way you're dressed. I see you're very laid back and kind of easygoing, but I want somebody that has a little bit more effort in their presence and things like that. So, yeah.
Okay. Because you apparently didn't put no effort in yours.
See, never mind. I take back everything I just said. Cody, if you say something petty like that, all the girls go pop their balloons. There's a dude on here that did exactly what you just did. The girl said something he ain't like. He was like, well, you're a machine, and like, that's why your toenails chipped. Every single girl popped their balloon after. They're like, we all gotta be so petty. Why are you so petty? Why you do that?
They the ones that being petty. I mean, because in person, I'm not going. Because in actuality,
I'm not going to really do that.
I'm going to hear them out and be like, okay.
Take a mental note.
Next. Yeah. Okay.
See that lip smack that you just did?
Petty. Don't do that.
Look. See? Nah, you already out, bro.
Oh,
pop the balloon. Get him out of here.
Okay.
Wait, Cody, I'm like, I know we're joking, but like on a serious level, like if me and Daryl like actually set up some shit like this.
If I could really find 20
like,
girls that
like. Yeah, like I really want to know, would you just show up and entertain it if we really did it? Come on, bro, please.
I'm being honest. No.
Oh my God.
I will not.
I think you need to watch them on YouTube. I think you need to watch some 20 verse ones and then you'll be like.
Oh, no,
that's actually
kind of
cool.
You could cook, bro. And I, Loki, you might be able to find somebody off T-shirt.
You might.
I, Loki, if we did like 20 girls and we did that like maybe 2-3 times, you would at least find a couple, bro. I got you. This is how we're going to trick him, Daryl. We're going to get Chris over here one time to come out. And we'll just do it with Chris first. Wow. And then Cody was like, that seems like kind of cool.
Yeah.
Wow. Cody's me like, actually, let me get in there real quick.
Wow. Right.
You're going to bring Chris out as bait. That's cold.
A Chris 20 verse 1, that's easy.
I feel like. Them shit. Yeah. So, but then just, that's just to get Cody around it to be like, yeah, I'm down.
Yeah, and then we surprise.
Yep. Cody. Hey, Cody, we got 20. You're next, bro.
I know the type of woman you like, so it's not hard.
Bro, Daryl, I actually like this is kind
I'm
of a, like
I'm exciting. A 520 hers, bro.
Regular. Bro. Oh,
then he gonna be like,
Oh no. We're in trouble if you get 20 hers, bro.
20 hers, man. You know we got a black Filipino community out here.
Right.
Oh, crap. I hate these ads.
Oh, I thought you said something else. I was like, oh
no.
Oh, like, we're done.
Your shirt. What shirt is that? What does it say on the
G-Star?
What does it say on the blue shirt?
G-Star.
I think it gives kind of like hood. Like you're going out at the bottom, but the top gives gym vibes almost with the jacket and the shirt. So that would be my only thing. Just step up your drip a little bit and then we can talk.
Okay. Step up your drip is crazy.
That's it.
Look, she can't even hold her face, bro.
I'd rather die.
And now, so is she someone that you would approach? Like, is she your type? Like, what's going on here?
Yeah, I would ask her on a date or whatever, I don't see her being like wifey vibes like that. But
you know that nigga like.
What's why am I not wifey vibes?
Well, I'm just saying, that's not what I'm getting from you right now. But I mean, you cute though. That's not just what I'm getting right from you right now.
But is it?
You
like...
got like a sex appeal to me. Like I feel like you come off as like being very sexual.
So then you can't afford me as a wife.
Well,
that's what it is.
No,
talking to the mic.
Like, it's not that. You're very gorgeous. I don't want you to take that what I'm saying. I don't want you to say that. Like, I just get like, I feel like
he nervous. Like,
just a corny vibe. Like, I don't see. I don't think it.
But those
would be.
I think it's feelings got hurt.
Oh, for sure. So
but I was to get to know you, maybe it'd be
because that was probably the one he was gonna pick. For real.
I probably
look at her face.
Man, she bad. What'd she say? What was the? Oh yeah, I see her face. She's looking like bruh.
She said
he was probably gonna pick her low key, and then she got him with the step your drip up.
That shit is funny, bro.
But that's not what I
was fooled right there.
I was gonna say something.
Interesting.
Nah, say it. What?
Yeah, say what.
Nah, keep playing. I'll say after pod. Just keep playing.
Oh, okay. Yeah. All right. Well,
when you give off a very sexual appeal, like you can do like a lot of music videos and like be like the
man.
You
know, sexy, but also as a man, you should know how to.
He said you look like you did a lot of music videos. Like, what does that mean? And what does that mean?
That means
promiscuous
for the streets,
right? Are you promiscuous? Maybe I don't know.
He low key called her.
I feel like the first couple like tore him up because he seemed like he really like just blabbering at this point.
But... I mean, they just ate him.
He just kept saying, "I mean, you know what I'm like. I mean, like,
yeah." I think it's nerves and like him being rejected. It's just
well because really low key, even though we're making fun of this pop the balloon thing. I like it because it's entertaining, but to be the person and you just walk up and you just hear like pop, pop, pop. So, like 4th of July?
Yeah.
That's crazy.
Your ego. Yeah.
Like, your ego is crushed. That should be like pop, 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 pop.
But I feel like you have to fight the nerves and play it cool. You can't be petty. You can't. You got to be like, you feel me? You know, you gotta let it roll off.
You do.
And if you're gonna roast them back, then you gotta come correct. You can't.
Yeah. Because I mean, because like if I was in that type of setting, because I'm a people person, I can easily just, you know, conversate and laugh, joke, whatever, laugh it off. But in actuality, I'm like,
you died inside.
Yeah. But just don't show that shit though, bro. Yeah, you can't show that shit.
Don't even show it.
Play it cool. I you know, my bad. I guess I'm not dressed on how, you know, you would like your man to be dressed, and that's cool. That's it.
You know, you like bougie niggas, you know what I'm saying?
No, Cody, you keep that comment. That's the one that you say in your head. You don't actually let that one come out.
Yeah. That's all. I kept the other one in there. The other one's still looking. I was just like,
Oh shit. All right, let's finish this off and then yeah.
Every woman on this stage has sex appeal, but that doesn't mean they're not wifey material.
No, I didn't.
It just means they're sexy as hell.
Yeah, that's true. Yeah, that's
not really,
yeah.
Okay. All right. So let's go ahead and ask our next girl here your name, how old you are, what you do, and why you're not feeling our guy here.
Okay. I'm Ashley. Hey. I'm 28. I work at a bank, also like in tech support, and a model. I popped my balloon. You're very handsome, very nice smile, nice aura, but it's for the outfit as well. I just feel like
with
the intent of coming to something that is like event wise, and I do a lot
of stuff. Let's look at his outfit for real, because he's about the third girl that said the nigga dripping. Let's see what he rocking with. What shoes he got on?
He got some Forces.
Yeah, that's white, like Forces.
Are they clean enough? Because
the Forces, they clean.
Let's see. Hold on.
Are they fresh out the box, Forces, or are they been worn?
God damn, I can't concentrate.
All right. Wait, what? So if I can have your name.
Pause.
Okay. Look. Okay, can I zoom in here?
Zoom in. Let's get that drip.
I don't know. It's not letting me zoom in like that. It's
fresh, boy.
I don't think it's that bad of an outfit.
No, because you got the shirt. Like, probably the only thing that probably threw him off was probably the jacket.
Yeah, but without the jacket, then you just wearing gray.
T-shirt, I don't know.
Because if he would have, let me see, because I don't see no accessories on him outside of
just his chain. It's just a silver chain.
No watch, no chain, no
like
ear piercing.
If he was to, especially because he looked like he's like a pretty decent size of a guy. So if he take off his jacket and had like a watch on, a bracelet, something, then I think that will probably be, they be like, okay, you know,
he maybe he needed a briefcase. That's what
I think. He was doomed from the start. I think it's the height, bro. Care about the height shit. You 5'6".
They're using other things to make it an excuse and just saying it's your height.
Yeah, I really
short. You look older. You're a truck driver. A lot going on.
Yeah, I don't, because his outfit, I don't think it's that terrible.
I don't think it's terrible, but it could be better. You could add some drip, because it's like, it looks like basic, 2K create a character drip.
It kind of do. It kind of do.
Like, you're not wearing nothing. You got like a chain.
He look like a young future.
What? Yeah, he got a chain, but
he got no designer shit on, though.
Which
is fine, because he don't need no designer stuff on, just.
But you can tell he ain't got that shit on at the same time.
Yeah. Maybe he should.
Yeah, because he looked like one of
you know, if I was wearing that, I would probably switch the jeans out, make my jeans black, make the shirt gray. And like, far as shoes go, I would wear some like that got a little accent in it, like a little green, some shit. And then the chain, jacket. I think the jeans is what killed the outfit.
Probably.
That might be it. That might be
they were
it.
Black. Then
because the shirt is blue, right?
Yeah.
Nah, the shirt is gray.
It's a gray, actually. Yeah.
Let me see. Hold on.
Hold on.
Yeah, it's like a blue, like a.
It's like a faded blue.
Yeah,
like a muted
blue.
I think
what would go good with that is
black jeans.
If he was like, let me see,
change that shirt. Nah, it's the shirt.
Yeah, probably. G Star. That's not like some like beginner brand type vibes.
He should have wore like. This sounds so crazy on the pod. This is gonna sound nuts. I think he should have wore like emerald green shirt.
Emerald green.
Yeah.
No, he would be cool if he just wore a black shirt, maybe white jeans.
The jeans. You know what? I think his whole outfit is just, he should size basic down boss. I think it's too baggy too.
I think it's too casual.
Yeah. That's what homegirl said.
Yeah, there's no like,
because at least the other guys, they was like kind of like
it was low-key dressed to the nines.
One dude had a business suit on.
Look at this guy. Look at this guy.
Yeah. Oh
but yeah, look, but he left with a girl though.
But look, yeah, and look, but look at his height though, too. So
yeah, see how they didn't pop for the height.
And let me see. Oh, god damn it.
His outfit ain't all that crazy either.
Right, and then let's look at this dude.
So they were all really casual, really.
He got on boots and some MC Hammer leather.
Cause all they care the about girls, because all the girls is like they're wearing business casual type attire, but they know how to dress it though.
Right.
The guys just coming in baggy clothes and stuff like that, which is, you know, if that's their style, whatever.
What you wearing to yours, Cody?
Nothing, because I ain't going
to. Hey, take some notes. Take some notes. He's wearing boots, though, so that's a couple inches right there, because he's damn near the same height as homeboy, other dude that we were just talking about. So he gone out in these big-ass boots.
But they popped the balloon for him, too. All of them.
Mm-hmm.
They must have saw it.
Cody?
I'm like, what's wrong with
I ain't gonna lie. Cody, I think you should do it. That should be so fun.
Bro, I'm just saying.
Great A content.
Mm-hmm. I'm just saying. If any one of y'all, you're here already. If Cheyenne or Chris come here and I'm free and Daryl's free, we gonna fucking do this shit.
We got to, bro.
We have
to. Sure I am unavailable on that day.
You guys are lucky I'm married, because I would do this shit myself and film it.
Oh. I ain't gonna lie, I would do one too.
It seems like a great idea, Loki.
Test my game.
Okay, so if
I want to see if my Riz is up to par, bro.
Will, exactly. Will, if you was to be on there, let's say you're single, if you was to be on there, out of 10 girls, how many you think would pop your balloon?
Well, pop. I'm saying I got 7 out of 3. I'm saying maybe 3 pop. But I'm saying the 7, I got a solid 7 that are staying. That are
Will said you don't have that shit on. That's what he's saying.
That's what he's saying.
I don't know what bag I would go in. I would go in a whole bunch of bags. I got like
you would, because you slim. Oh, a lot of them BBWs on there. They will eat you alive, bro.
How many
girls? Twist a lineup. I have my shit on.
Coming with that shit.
I'll get 5 pops, because
that's too much, bro.
No, it ain't, because women don't like big dudes like that. So I know for me, it's weird. So I'll probably get 5 pops off rip. When I tell them where I work at, ain't none of them bitches popping.
That's
they gonna be like, oh, he cool.
Secure.
Let's
bro.
See what he's talking about.
Because I already know they're gonna be like, okay, so what do you do? Well, you know, I'm a
government.
You know,
they
ain't
gonna pop.
Solid job, mailman.
Solid set, bro.
They're gonna be like, can I get my balloon back?
I think I'll have to choose. Like, they'll give me, because you know, like sometimes the girls never pop at the end. So I think I'll get like 3 more pops. It'll be like 2. And it'll be like,
which
one?
Why would they pop though?
Why? Because they'll start hearing me talk. They might not like what I got to say.
Oh, you're from Las Vegas.
They might ask me a question like, what's your thoughts on having kids? I'll be like, already got 2. I don't want no more. And pop.
Oh, that's true.
They'll be like, why you pop? Because you got kids. I don't want to be with anybody who got kids. Boom. And the next question could be like, what's your 5-year plan? I tell them my plan. They might be like, ugh, I want to travel or some shit. Yeah. I think might have come down to 2. And low-key, I'm not going to hold you. I'm going to be, if I had to pick, I'm picking the thicker one.
Facts.
Like, whoever is thicker out of the two, that's what I'm picking. I don't care what they talk about.
Yeah, I think by the end of it, I would probably have, like,
two. I don't care what they talk about. I don't care what shade of brown. Like,
what shade of brown?
You know what I mean, man?
Cody, please. Please.
And then for Cody, Cody put his shit on. He get the retwist. He get the lineup. I think it'll be, like, similar to my results. It might be a little worse because he got the height, but... Okay, he don't get five, but he get, like, six. Six pops off rip based on height, and he a big guy. Then once Cody start talking.
Right. Singing. Preaching.
Entertaining. Oh, joking entertaining, around.
He might get the one movies.
Pop, because one girl be like, I like my man serious. I don't like him joking. So...
He's already a jokey person.
Okay, I think Cody's will be down to one. That's what I think.
One out of ten?
Yeah.
Cool. Okay. Good
but
thing.
But the one that's left is gonna be the one.
The her?
Like, you know how, like, there's a fine girl in a group and she really be dating dudes based on their personality.
Yeah. The actual.
And then they just so happen to look good.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
That's the one that is going to be Cody. Because they're going to be like, I value his fucking personality over everything.
Yeah.
See, we could do that. So we're trying to do 20. So if you're saying one out of 10, that's four girls because we're doing two sessions. Yeah. So that's two out of 20 for one and the other two out of 20 for the other. So that's four.
And then just going off of the hypothetical of what D was saying, if that happens with one... Then 9 times out of 10, they gonna regret it, cause 9 times out of 10, she gonna help me to get
point out the positives.
Positives probably help me get my body right and all that kind of stuff.
Yeah.
They gonna be like, dang, I should have just stayed with Cody. I should have just picked him.
See, Cody.
But no, we're not doing this.
There's got to be a way to convince you otherwise.
Monetary.
Something.
Money. All right. Y'all want to do a six browns chick or we good? It's up to y'all. I'm down with whatever.
Cody, you got time?
Yeah, we could do one.
Let's do one.
Let's do about three of them.
Yeah, I'll look up the post.
This would be cool because it's all dudes. So we'll give a very misogynistic answer.
Word. Word. Let's see. Share. Six brown chicks.
Six brown chicks.
This was posted a day ago. All right. Shall I? It says, question number one. My uncle raised me and my little brother, and now he's losing his battle with prostate cancer. Ooh. My uncle and I didn't get along after I got his ex-wife, Kim, pregnant. Time out. My uncle and I didn't get along after I got his ex-wife, Kim, pregnant. Because my uncle was jealous that they never had kids of their own. They divorced. Kim had my twins. She moved in with me. But I fell in love with my current wife and left Kim alone. I can't trust a cheater. Interesting. I haven't seen my twins in 2 years. Recently, Kim reached out and told me that my uncle has death benefits from multiple policies, and he's giving all that money to my brother, but nothing for her, me, or the twins. My little brother will take all the money, and he's not the sharing type. I did a bad thing, but there are bigger things to worry about. The twins. The twins are technically his stepchildren. I got Kim pregnant while they were married. My uncle is on his death doorstep and he needs to leave the pettiness behind and give me some money to help raise these kids. How do I make him see this? Holy shit.
This nigga about to leave life behind. He don't give a fuck about them kids that ain't his that you... Then linked up with my ex-wife,
right.
Got her pregnant
while we were.
You want me to take care of? Are you crazy?
Right,
ain't nothing you can do. You gotta take the L.
Cody, speak some. Go ahead. Go ahead.
Okay. 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 So, number one.
Wait, I want to hear Cody's. I want to hear Cody's answer, and I want to hear Cody from the Bible's answer.
It's all going to be wrapped in one.
Okay.
So, you committed adultery, obviously. So you already stepped out on some with somebody else's wife.
Mm-hmm.
So that was bad, and you had her move in with the twins, and then all of a sudden she cheats on you. So you're reaping what you're sowing at that point, because you cheated with his ex-wife, so now she cheats on you, and so now you with a new wife, and you're having trouble trying to settle things with your ex-lover as well as your uncle. You put yourself in a bad predicament, so you're just reaping what you're sowing. So can't say nothing else about that.
Yeah, I don't know, bro. I don't know how I feel about that. I feel like, honestly, actually, I do. I have a feeling. It's whatever your uncle's wishes are or his wishes. So it's just what it is. It sucks that your kids, because the kids really didn't have anything to do with it, are going to not benefit, I guess, in quote unquote, you know, benefit from that, not receiving anything. But at the same time, yeah, if that's what your uncle, you know, has in the will, then that's what it is. Point blank. That's crazy, though. What the hell? These questions are weird, bro. Okay.
How could I use him to help my kids and his stepkids?
Yeah.
All right, let me read this second one. So the second one. I'm not a grandma. I'm a glamma.
Huh?
I look deceptively younger than I am, and I use that to my advantage. My grandson, 23, is helping me to renovate my basement. I've entertained Jose, a young migrant man who works for him. I'm discreet, but I had no idea that Jose recorded our encounter. This video has been shared many times among the migrant workers. I can tell how they look at me when they arrive, and I'm afraid my grandson will find out, especially since Jose slips upstairs to my bedroom instead of doing his work in the basement. Also, my eyesight is not the best, and I'm not sure if I'm sleeping with Jose each time or if the migrants are switching up on me. I don't mind the switch up, but again, I'm trying to contain the situation so my grandson won't find out. Advice.
Holy crap. Mind the switch up is crazy. Freaky ass grandma.
Oh my god. But time out. Glamma. And she looks deceptively younger. But she can't even see. So maybe she's not. Oh my god, dude. Oh my god.
They'd be happy as hell to go to her house and not help.
Bro, oh my gosh, bro.
She probably think, what's the dude's name? What was his name?
Jose.
Jose. She probably think Jose got the stamina of a Mustang. He going up there every 30 minutes to knock that thing out. It's a whole different nigga.
It says, yes. Grandma, get your spectacles and stop embarrassing your grandson. Holy glaucoma.
That's
oh sad. My god, dude. That's
like, I need to know her age now, because I'm like,
she said glamma, so glamma. How do and she can't see though, where it's hard to see. So I'm thinking like 60s.
I'm thinking like mid-50s. I'm sorry, late-50s, like early 60s.
So we're not far off. Far off.
Yeah.
Deceptively younger. I don't know. I don't know, but that's... Bro, I better not catch nobody grandma doing that shit. That's...
She said, I'm fine with the switching. You just gotta give me a heads up.
Holy shit. It's not my day today. It's Jose's day. Oh. Which Jose?
Right. You got Jose Gutierrez and you got Jose Gomez.
Oh, gosh. Question number three. Cody, you want to read or you want me?
Actually, Daryl, you go ahead and read this one.
I can't. I'm on my phone.
Oh, you're on your phone? Okay. I'll read this one, man.
Okay.
Nelly ended a 14-year friendship over some D. I didn't steal her last two boyfriends. They chose me.
Ooh. Wait. Time out. Last two boyfriends. Yeah. So, like, not this one, but two. Fun. Holy shit. Okay, keep going. Sorry.
The first time it happened, she never found out and she didn't get hurt. Then she met King and I stayed away from him until they got engaged. When King proposed, I was confused because I knew he wanted me from day one and I was concerned that he was just trying to use Nelly. We live in Kansas City. Men propose just to move in and live off you for years, and you will never see a wedding. That happened to me twice. I asked King to stop by and pick up some wigs for Nelly. King came over. I was naked. Why were you naked? I was naked and ready to give him some, but he pulled out his phone and FaceTimed Nelly. He said, "This wicked hoe is trying to F." I've known Nelly for half my life. She should have known that I was just trying to see what kind of man he was.
But she won't
let me explain.
How do I
get my best friend back? They're getting married in June, and I should be there to celebrate with them.
No, you shouldn't.
Because first of all, you was devious enough to even try to test him. Like, why would you test him? Like, okay.
Yeah. She was not testing him. She's about to test that cat.
Because, I mean, granted, okay, you, the last two boyfriends of your ex-best friend.
Word.
Wanted you. Okay. But this guy is somebody that she's engaged to. They're about to get married. You decide to try to trap him.
Right.
By him coming to your house to get some wigs, and then all of a sudden, you're naked.
She just slipped and fell on the dick,
or something. Like you're naked all of a sudden. Why, ma'am? Why are you naked?
Because you didn't let me know you were on the way.
Like,
and how did she know that he wanted her, quote unquote?
That's what I'm saying.
That's like, shady.
How do you know? Please tell me, man. Please tell me.
That's shady, bro. And no, you should not be invited. Stay away. Go away.
I don't think you should be a friend anymore. I think no.
Let it go.
I think y'all should go y'all separate ways.
Yes. You feel me?
You feel me.
I think. Damn, there's six of them. Are we still going?
It's up to you, D.
Do like one more.
End it right here.
There's three of us,
three stories.
Let's call it, yeah. Let's do it. I'm down for that. Wow.
Yeah, this was fun. Episode 9. No Androids in the Chat podcast. Nice. Had Cody, Will, fellas held it down tonight.
Yes, sir.
We'll see y'all next week, man. This was fun.
Peace out, y'all.
You.
All right, it's in.